put in thy finger hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the characteristics of the lives of politicians in our own age seems to be the utter unwillingness to accept responsibility for the evils that they have done and to atone for it. This is almost the regular coin of exchange in political discourse. Some politician has misbehaved in one way or another, or he's caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and then he will appear before the press and he will issue an apology, which when you listen closely to it, you find out is not an apology after all. Or he will say that he takes responsibility for whatever went on, but then, of course, he really expects to suffer no consequences. This isn't limited to one particular party. All politicians of whatever stripe, from time to time, it seems, are guilty of this. Now, in one of the latest examples of political misdeeds in Washington, this time it was a Republican, our Attorney General, who, it turned out, was playing politics with the appointment of federal criminal prosecutors. And when I first heard this, I knew sooner or later you would hear him appear before the press, and the magic phrase common to both Democrats and Republicans in a situation like this would be uttered. It's a three-word phrase. Instead of apologizing, they say, mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. And sure enough, within a week, he appeared before the press and announced that mistakes were made. Now, another thing that you will see in politics is an apology that boils down to this, that there is a politician will say to someone that, well, I'm sorry that you're hurt by what I did. I'm sorry that you're hurt by that. So what's going on here is there's a shift of emphasis from the evil act, the wrongdoing which I committed, to a subjective emotional hurt. That there's a subjective emotional hurt on the part of the perpetrator of something wrong, that emotionally I'm hurt, and you're emotionally hurt as well, the victim of my act. Why is this? It's because in modern society there are no longer any objective moral standards. Everything is reduced to feeling, to good feeling or to bad feeling. So, therefore, I'm sorry that you're hurt. The message of the gospel, however, and especially today, is quite different. We seek the forgiveness of sins. We seek peace. And the gospel presents to us the wounds of Christ today. And these wounds are a reproach for the self-exculpating, self-excusing modern man with all his weasel words. We can't look at the wounds of Christ and simply say something vapid and empty like, well, mistakes were made. Or, well, I'm sorry because of your hurt. Rather, the only response to the wounds of Christ is to admit, I have sinned. And that I will make it up to you. In the gospel today, we see as well the institution of the sacrament of penance, pax vobiscum, peace be with you. And our Lord gives the apostles the power to forgive sins. To achieve peace via the sacrament of penance, two things are necessary, contrition and satisfaction. Contrition, satisfaction. First, contrition. not mistakes were made, but rather, I have sinned. Contrition means repentance. It doesn't mean remorse. There's a difference between repentance and remorse. Remorse is a mere sadness or an emotional pain over a misdeed that you recognize as a misdeed. It comes from the Latin word morsus, which is the biting of something. Judas had remorse. Judas had lots of remorse. But he didn't have contrition. He didn't have repentance. And this repentance has to do not simply with the past, but with the future, with the good resolution that we make. That we turn to Almighty God, we admit our sin, and we make the resolution in the here and now not to do it again. That is contrition. In place of contrition, modern man has something referred to as guilt. Guilt. Now, this is a term used in psychology and psychiatry, and what it boils down to is merely remorse, the remorse of Judas, as it were. Because in this system, there's no sin, so there's no need for repentance, and however we carry around remorse, and it is remorse that modern man seeks to be absolved from by a psychiatrist at $150 an hour, by a psychologist, or by reading some sort of a self-help book. Guilt. However, guilt is a misappropriated term. Psychology and psychiatry have misappropriated and distorted a theological term that is connected with sin. That one of the effects of sinful act is guilt. Guilt. And this means, in effect, susceptibility to punishment, accountability, responsibility before Almighty God for an evil act. That is the theological definition of guilt. That it is connected with sin. It is one of the effects of sin. And through this, we separate ourselves from Almighty God. Contrition comes in this way. We acknowledge our accountability before Almighty God, and we turn our will around. We repent. We repent. The will was turned away from God, and now it is turned back to Him. Contrition, as we know from our catechism, is of two types. It's distinguished by motive. There's the lower type, imperfect contrition, which is undertaken out of fear or out of other motives. And then there's the higher type, which is perfect contrition, that we convert, we are contrite, we turn our will around based on the love of Almighty God, that we have offended the majesty of Him who loves us so much. Thus, contrition. Second, satisfaction. Satisfaction means, I will make it up to you. That's what we say to Almighty God. We are unwilling to accept the consequence of our actions. And that's how human nature is. But sin has its consequences. It is punishment for a consequence. And there's a penalty. There's a payment which is demanded because of sin. And the scales of divine justice, as it were, must be evened out. So satisfaction allows us to do that, that we pay the debt that is due. We suffer with Him so that we may be glorified with Him. We bring forth fruits befitting repentance. How do we do that? How do we make it up? Well, confession removes the guilt, removes the eternal punishment of sin, but not the temporal punishment. And that's where we can make satisfaction in this life, through prayer, through almsgiving, through external penances that we've imposed on ourselves, acts of mortification, the sufferings of this life, and so on. That's how we make satisfaction. It is more effective here because of the merits of Christ, that we do our satisfaction here rather than in purgatory. So contrition and satisfaction. Contrition and satisfaction. Look to the wounds of Christ. See what you did and see what you owe. Not mistakes were made or I feel bad because of your pain, but rather I have sinned and I will make it up to you. Look to those wounds of Christ and be not unbelieving, but be believing. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.